Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Art is transformative. It can transform a space with color and interest. It transforms our homes, our workplaces, public spaces, and our daily lives. It can transform people and relationships, communities, and the world. It also transforms our thoughts, our feelings, our perceptions, and our preconceptions. Transformation is the key to the cerebral art of Heidi Jensen. Heidi is inspired by the surrealistic transformation of everyday items melded with biology and ideas. She joins us in advance of her visit to UMD on Tuesday, March 24th.
My name is Heidi Jensen, and I work in drawing, and that pertains to a variety of dry media and also watercolor, gouache, and acrylic paint. So I got a BFA in visual art, specializing in drawing and painting from UMD. And I had a lot of great professors there, including Robert Rapinski and Edu Gindi and Dean Luttenstrom. Also, the art historians at UMD, I think, were really important to me, Tom Hedin and Robin Roslux. I went on to graduate school at University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. And right now I'm an associate professor at Ball State University in Muncie. It's sort of unusual in that we have a drawing major, and often drawing is paired with printmaking or it's paired with painting, but we have a standalone undergraduate major in drawing. I just love being able to help students evolve their skills and turn into better artists and better drawers.
Talk about drawing personally. What drives you in what to get down on paper, where to start?
That's a good question. It's diverse things. I mean, sometimes, frankly, I get really good ideas after I've had just a terrible day, and I use drawing as a way to emote this out on paper. But for the most part, I would say it comes out of looking. And a lot of my work, especially the forms in my work, are coming out of material culture or biology. I think tools that maybe allow us to bridge the plant and animal world, like a horse brush or felting tools. So sometimes it's things I just happen to come across. But I actually do research trips where I go out and try to find or locate subject matter that can inform the work or be the basis for a work. So in the past, that's actually been medical museums. Museums, again, just houses of material culture and objects. I think I use my sketchbook as a form of collecting when I go to those spaces.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sort of see how the forms feed out into new structures in my work.
Well, because your work is very imaginative.
Yes, and so those things have to be transformed. And a lot of my work, I'll start with a form that I just really love, that I'm interested in, that has some kind of property that seems like it's capable of transformation, and then I sort of wed it to other things. A lot of my pieces in the past have taken functional items, so things that are designed to be held by the hand and things that are meant to be used. And they've begun to hopefully kind of cross the line between animate and inanimate.
Your drawings have a lot of life to them.
Yes. And it's something the surrealists were actually interested in, was crossing that border or making objects that sat in between those categories and maybe developed a new category. And so in that way, my work references surrealist objects by people like Merritt Oppenheim, Man Ray, Hans Bellmer. And the surrealist objects, I think, are one of my, I've always been very interested in that aspect of surrealism,
mm-hmm.
where they make these very concrete things out of found objects. I haven't been back to UMD in a really long time, and so I'm very much looking forward to seeing the studios again. And I think it is where I really developed a love of drawing materials and charcoal. I think a lot of my beginning drawing classes were based in charcoal, and I think it's still the medium that I think the best through. And it's actually at the root of some large-scale drawings that I'm making right now. So I have a lot of fondness for UMD and for the art curriculum and how it sort of shaped my work and continues to be present in my work.
Heidi Jensen will be speaking as part of the UMD School of Fine Arts Visual Culture Lecture Series on Tuesday, March 24th at UMD at 6 p.m. in Montague Hall. More at KUMD.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Molly Streif, Mariah Schumacher, and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy. To find links about this show or to listen to this episode again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts, or subscribe to the podcast under Audio Archives. Have an idea for a guest? Drop me a note, jensen@KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.